Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Meadowlark Elementary sixth graders lead in-school recycling initiative. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Earlier this school year, a book about going green inspired Meadowlark Elementary School students to start a recycling initiative. The book highlighted the importance of recycling materials like paper, metal, and plastic, which prompted sixth grader Chandler Mormon and his classmates to take action. They approached their teacher, Lila Scanling, who received approval from Principal Lindy Watt to launch the project. The Gillette News Record reported the students kept their initiative straightforward by placing collection buckets in their classroom for paper, metal, plastic, and cardboard. Parents also contributed by bringing the recyclables from their workplaces. By the end of April, the students had collected two 25-gallon bags of paper, 936 plastic bottles, and 566 cans. Additionally, they gathered over 3,200 pop tabs to donate to Ronald McDonald House charities. The timing of their project coincided with an I Can Make a Difference can drive at Pacific Steel and Recycling, where their cans weighed in at 16 pounds. They visited the recycling center to see the end process of their efforts and plan to continue the initiative in future years, potentially expanding it school-wide. Wyoming sues Biden administration over Title IX rule changes as part of multi-state coalition. The state of Wyoming, joined by a coalition of states and private parties, has filed a lawsuit challenging President Biden's new rules on Title IX, the law aimed at ensuring educational and athletic opportunities for female students. According to a press release from Governor Gordon's office, the lawsuit contends that the new rules undermine the core principles of Title IX by compromising safety, privacy, and ultimately depriving female athletes of their opportunities. Governor Mark Gordon articulated Wyoming's firm stance, declaring, "Wyoming will fight the Biden administration's attempt to rewrite Title IX. The state adamantly upholds its core principles of fairness, privacy, and the sanctity of women's sports, opposing any imposition of ambiguous standards that threaten these ideals. This is yet another instance of federal overreach seeking to impose a new interpretation on a long-standing law." State Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Dagenfelder expressed strong support for the lawsuit, emphasizing Wyoming's commitment to protecting girls. "In Wyoming, we protect our girls. We will never allow outrageous political agendas to get in the way of that. Not in bathrooms, not in education, not in sports, period." The contested Title IX rule changes include eliminating privacy protections for all students, replacing the term sex with gender identity, and broadening the definition of discrimination on the basis of sex. The lawsuit argues that these changes directly contradict the original purpose of Title IX. Additionally, the lawsuit claims that the new rule infringes upon the First Amendment rights of educators, school employees, and students, as well as private organizations with sincerely held religious beliefs that conflict with the rule. It also raises concerns about due process on college campuses regarding sexual harassment accusations. Led by Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach, the coalition includes the states of Alaska and Utah, alongside various private parties. The legal action reflects a broader resistance to federal policies perceived as overreaching and inconsistent with state and local values. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.